Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israeli military announcing that it has expanded its ground operations into all parts of Gaza, including the south.
Israeli missiles striking a residential building in the south this weekend. In video circulating online, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians moving to the south, seeking safety there. Israeli officials promising maximum effort to safeguard the civilian population. UNICEF saying nowhere is safe in Gaza, and there are so many young victims.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv. Three commercial ships coming under attack in the Red Sea. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claiming responsibility. No injuries, but the cargo ships were damaged. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether the bankruptcy deal for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma should be allowed to shield its owners from liability following a nationwide settlement with hundreds of thousands of victims of the opioid epidemic. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, a suspected serial killer in custody.
Police say 33-year-old Jared Powell murdered someone every day for four straight days starting November 26th. None of the victims are believed to be connected. Three of the men were homeless, murdered on the street while they slept. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass urging homeless people to seek shelter and not sleep alone.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. No arrest yet in the shooting deaths of four people inside their Dallas home.
Police were called to a house in far southeast Dallas Sunday afternoon. There they found five people who had been shot. Three adults died at the scene while a 15-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy were taken to a hospital. The toddler would later die from his injuries. No arrests have been made, but police believe they do know who the suspect is. They say the public is not in danger. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new study found the active ingredient in weight loss drugs like Ozempic curbed symptoms in six people diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican majority leader Devin Lemahieu. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hesselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hesselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The final, Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. After a four-game losing streak, the Packers now won four of their last five games. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how the offense is improving.
Certainly there's a trust, just making sure that we get the protection that's needed. You know, guys in the receiver room and tight end room are making plays in the passing game.
The Chiefs fall to 8-4, and next week they host the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
I go by the five-minute rule. You got 5 minutes to complain. You got 5 minutes to get it all out.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to play the New York Knicks tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee held on to beat the Hawks 132-121 over the weekend. Adrian Griffin.
You know, we played a tough Atlanta team that could really score the ball. I don't think they missed in the first half, and we just weathered the storm.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We'll have mostly cloudy skies today for high near 35. Winds will be out of the south up to 5 miles an hour. We have slight chances for snow tonight with a low around 24 and an east wind up to 5. We'll have more chances for snow Tuesday with a high near 34 and we'll have a northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and we'll have a south wind up 5 to 20 miles an hour gusting up to 30. Thursday warms up to 44 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
They know you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a
joint. Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Deep pecan pine, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. Drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good.
It's all you, no lie, baby, you're the only girl in love.
It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q
Country.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Full of good old boys. Raised up.
Show me color.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. In the holiday spirit there. 9:21. Good morning. Got a few clouds out there. Temperatures in the 30s all week, even in the 40s maybe on Thursday. We were talking earlier about things you should have in the kitchen that maybe you thought you wouldn't need in the kitchen. One of them was baby powder. Keep the ants away. Slip on those cleaning gloves. Pool noodles to cushion the sound of the cabinets, and maybe use it as a hose to fill a bucket or something out of the sink. The next one is peanut butter, and peanut butter, of course, is something you already have, but there's other uses for peanut butter other than the obvious. How about this? If you have some sticky residue left behind by labels or stickers, you put some peanut butter on there. Yeah, on a dry cotton cloth, and you rub it on there, and apparently that stuff will come right off. It can also unsqueak a noisy door hinge in your cabinet or your pantry, but then that might attract ants. I don't know how that works, but your cabinet will still smell fabulous like peanut butter. So peanut butter, not just for consumption, getting some of that sticky residue off, and for maybe using it as a lubricant for the hinges on your doors. How about denture tablets? If you don't have dentures, then I'm sure you don't know how useful denture tablets can be, though their primary function, of course, is to keep dentures and retainers clean, which you do by dropping the tablets into a glass of water and letting them dissolve overnight so they can keep things. They can also work for other things for cleaning, like tea kettles, coffee pots, water bottles. They can keep them clean by using the same method as you would for dentures, only instead of a glass of water, you just drop the tablets into the containers we mentioned. And this is especially handy for narrow objects that are very hard to fit your entire hand into. Put a denture tablet in there, put a little water, and that'll do all the work for you. How about bubble wrap? Everybody's got a little bubble wrap hanging around the house. If you can resist the urge, of course, to, you know, that wasn't a very good bubble wrap. Let me try that again. That's horrible. But if you can resist the temptation to pop the bubble wrap, it's great to have around. You can use bubble wrap to insulate windows. You can line your refrigerator drawer to prevent fruit and other delicious food from getting banged up from everything else. You can put a layer of bubble wrap between your fancy dishes to prevent them from getting all scratched up. And if you're worried about that last one looking unsightly, you can cut the edge off of the bubble wrap so it isn't visible when the plates and bowls are stacked. So many uses to help you out. You're welcome from the morning show at 9:23. A good day for the Packers. Nice Packer win. Packers are a playoff team today. Who would have thought 3-4 weeks ago they'd be the 7th seed today? They got a little business to take care of. We got 5 weeks of just stress-filled, anxiety football coming up. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna
time tonight.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand to that rain, there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, I weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat.
I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When they auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I got my hands in my eyes and my mind on you.
Blind on You at 98Q. A few community notes here this morning. Glidden Lions is having a blood drive tomorrow along with the American Red Cross. You can give blood tomorrow, noon to 6, and you can do this at the Glidden Middle School. So join us as a help to save lives and turn the compassion into action and give something that means something this holiday season. So join us to make a difference for those in need tomorrow from noon to 6, blood drive in Glidden with the Glidden Area Lions Club. Pet of the week, new featured pet of the week. Oh, look at the picture of this. This little Arctic is a 7-year-old white husky, just a beautiful blue eyes. He's a larger dog, white dog, just a beautiful dog. Take a look at a picture of Arctic at catkinsrescue.org. All the rest of the cats and dogs available for adoption are right there. This Saturday is the annual Park Falls Lions Radio Auction. You can come down to the Legion Hall from 1 to 5, actually 1 to 4:30 or so. It closes off the last board. Or you can listen right here on the radio. If you can't be there, you can listen and you can bid, as we'll give you bid updates on the air. And they'll give you a number at that time to call. Tons of items always donated. Huge fundraiser for the Park Falls Lions at the Legion this Saturday. The first board, well, it all starts at 1. I think they close the first board out at like 1:30. So if you get there, you know, 1-ish or so, they got beverages available down there, of course. Well, the Milwaukee Bucks are in the in-season tournament playoff. The quarterfinals are tomorrow night, and they'll take on the Knicks. We'll have coverage for you at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have that for you right here. Winterfest is going on this weekend here in Park Falls, and we're going to have some folks in to talk about that on Reality Radio on Wednesday, downtown Park Falls. This Friday, they're going to have a free movie starting at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday, another free movie at 7 o'clock. So Friday and Saturday, free movies in downtown Park Falls, Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th. At Old Day Memorial Park, they've got several events going on Friday with a holiday parade at 4:30 Friday. There will be a Madrigal performance at 5 o'clock, and there will be a Christmas tree lighting ceremony at 5:15. And then you can meet Santa from 5:15 to 6:15. And there will be s'mores and just lots of fun down there. Hot dogs, s'mores and hot dogs, 5:15 to 6:15. All right in downtown Park Falls as we officially kick off the winter, the holiday season with Winterfest happening this weekend. Got a lot of other notes. We thank all of you for letting us know about your events going on. Rock of Ages Ladies Guild over in Minocqua having a cookie walk and craft sale. That's Saturday from 9 to 1. And the Rock of Ages Ladies Guild putting that on Highway 70 West in Minocqua. Wednesday, a little Christmas sing-along and crafts at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. They'll do that Wednesday, and that will be starting at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. And then a week from tomorrow, they're doing a yoga practice to honor the winter solstice on Tuesday the 12th at the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Any questions on that, you can give them a call at 339-7282. What else? What else? If your group or organization has something going on, just shoot us an email, WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Introducing,
this is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Talking about tonight. picket fence stand. Hearts like a feather in a torso wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll break your world. Leave before the morning sun. But here she is free right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Kick the dust up.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. Let's tear it up, up.
Salvation Army. It is a great way to give back, and it costs you literally nothing except time, just time, to put on the red little sash there with Salvation Army and ring the bell for a couple hours. The money rolls in when people are out there doing that. There's no doubt about it. Give Jerry or Kay a call. Let them know when you'd like to go down and ring the bell at Super One here, Park Falls, 715-762-1558, 762-1558. Well, a federal appeals court has ordered Texas to remove the floating barrier along the Rio Grande that Governor Greg Abbott put there to deter illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, they have all launched a hashtag Abandon Biden campaign due to their dissatisfaction with how the president has handled the Israel-Hamas war. Alaskan Airlines will be buying Hawaiian Airlines for $1.9 billion. Casino workers at MGM Grand in Detroit are ending a 47-day strike. The agreement covers 1,700 employees, so they're going to get a little more something, I guess, in their paycheck. And a fifth person was found perished from the landslide in Alaska that happened in November, on November the 20th. A lot more updates to come. Top of the hour ABC News updates. Title Town Report just ahead. I hope you have a great Monday. We've got John St. John making his way in after 10. And our Title Town Report in just a couple moments. If you can stay with us. Hang on just a second here. Oh, it's Monday. I'm out. Okay, here we go. Title Town Report in just a second.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. Author of the new book, The Bodies Keep Coming, and trauma surgeon Dr. Brian Williams discusses why he is running for Congress.
Puts up walls between people, but also propels me to do a better work. So I'm trying to channel that anger and make something positive come from that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 36. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, lows around 24, cloudy skies. A few flurries possible at times again tomorrow. Highs around 34, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday, decreasing clouds by Thursday. Mid-30s Wednesday, mid-40s by Thursday. Another look at the short range, a high of 36 this afternoon, a low of 24 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 31.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The playoffs don't start today, but if they did, the Packers would be in. A tremendous turnaround for Green Bay, including three straight wins, the last two against division leaders Detroit, and last night's 27-19 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Jordan Love tossing three touchdown passes, all coming against blitz calls by Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
With this defense, you never know when they're going to bring it. You know, they do a really good job disguising their stuff, so you kind of always got to be alert for it, try and pick up on the little tells, little keys. You know, on that one to Christian, they did end up bringing it. We got to a protection that picked it up, was able to give me enough time to just kind of buy some time and let Christian work.
There's no shortage of Love's teammates looking to credit him, including Keyshawn Nixon, who had a key interception late in the game himself.
Man, Terry good. I told y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? The media talk crazy about him, but he's a hell of a player and he's a competitor. Got here last year, I sat and watched him, you know, learn from 12, and 12 gave him the key, and he's driving the Porsche now.
I'll have more after this.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
The Packers improved to 6-6, which put them into the seventh spot in the NFC wildcard playoff picture. Although Matt LaFleur doesn't want to hear anything about playoffs just yet.
Nope, one game. Now we have another primetime game on a Monday night. The guys got to understand, you start winning some games and people start gunning for you now.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown later on the Wisconsin Radio Network.